We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, welcome back into the Mark Cox Morning Show on this Thursday. We got lots to get to this hour. We got Shannon Bream coming up from Fox News Sunday here in a couple of minutes, and we'll get to Griff Jenkins as well. Griff has been assigned the story today of the political persecution of a former president, which is what's happening in this whole document situation. It's ridiculous what they're trying to do here. It's outrageous. It's unprecedented. Every word you can think of connected to it. But Griff's been covering it today, knows some of the details. And we were going to get to him here before the end of the hour, about 8:45 today, because he's doing his regular job at Fox as a reporter this morning, and he's covering it for them. So we'll talk to him about it coming up just a little later. Hey, a little bit of breaking news here in just the last few minutes, last half hour or so. Pat Robertson has died. Of course, if you remember him as a pastor first, right? As a broadcaster, a religious broadcaster, took that tiny little Virginia station and turned it into the Christian Broadcasting Network. He ran for president at one point, had a pretty big impact on American politics through his Christian coalition, and he passed away. He was 93 years old. He helped start Regent University, which was an evangelical Christian school there in Virginia, the American Law Center for Law and Justice, protecting First Amendment rights. And, wow, he ran the 700 Club. Remember that? So very sad, though. He tried to get into the presidential race. I forgot how long ago that was, 1988. That was the first presidential election I covered as a reporter. And I don't remember interviewing Robertson specifically that year, but I'd forgotten that it was that long ago when he jumped in. But anyway, passed away at the age of 93 years old. Some of the breaking news that's happening this morning that we're trying to cover. Hey, by the way, Ethan is in studio with me this morning, and Carl is here today, going to be off tomorrow. So Ethan has decided to come in and push the buttons today. Get used to that again. Doing a great job, by the way, Ethan. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Let's get to the shortlist, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
The idea that Republicans care about election integrity in D.C. is a joke.
And I said that those that fail to do that should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And I continue to believe that today.
Any country worth its salt would have control over its own borders.
Laser focused on making certain that residents in St. Louis County keep them safe.
Holy jumping, what a save!
Yeah, you heard from Wesley Bell there, the St. Louis County prosecutor. If you missed my interview last hour with Senator John Lamping, former Missouri senator, some surprising information, actually, news I was unaware of. John Lamping believes Wesley Bell will be a shoo-in for the Democratic Senate nomination to run against Josh Hawley. He thinks he'll beat Lucas Kuntz hands down across the state. So we'll see what happens there. Kuntz has got money. He's got endorsements already. And Bell's new to the race. No statewide name recognition. But if you want to hear John's reasoning on that, go back. If you're on the audio Odyssey app, just rewind to about 7:20. You can hear it there. We'll have it up on demand for you, though, just a little bit later. So that's who you heard in that speech. You also, in the short list, you heard Ron DeSantis bringing up the border again. The border issue gets lost in the noise, doesn't it? The mess that we've got on the southern border with nobody being held accountable for what's going on down there. It's not a surprise to hear somebody who's running for president on the Republican side to talk about that. Go to cut 8 for me there, if you don't mind, Ethan.
Any country worth its salt would have control over its own borders. We have too many Americans dying, and this is totally unacceptable. And let's get the federal government to do to reverse course.
Yeah, he said that he would do that. That's not shocking to me. And I actually think Ron DeSantis would be very effective at trying to affect what's going on at the southern border. Because let's just be straight about something. In the next general election in 2024, there is a very, very, very good chance Republicans are going to have the House, the Senate, and the White House. In other words, if Ron DeSantis was to become president, if it's not Donald Trump and it's Ron DeSantis who wins the primary, in 2024, I think we're going to have a Republican control of the Senate again, along with the House. The Senate odds of the Democrats holding the Senate are phenomenal, phenomenally bad, I should say. The math doesn't work for them in this next election cycle. So whoever that is probably has a realistic chance of controlling the border, of shutting it down, of getting laws passed that will allow the wall to be finished that President Trump started, and to have some common sense approach to our sovereignty. That's not surprising that would be Ron DeSantis' approach. What is surprising is that the Democrat who's now currently in second place in the Democrat primary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., traveled to the border where I believe Joe Biden's only been once. I could be wrong. And he's talking about that as an issue on the Democrat side. Go to cut 9 for us.
This is a humanitarian crisis because of the understanding across the globe that we now have an open border here. There are people being drawn here. They're being abused. There's all kinds of just horrific, terrible, terrible stories. And this is not a good thing for our country. It's not a good thing for these people. And it is unsustainable.
A voice in the wilderness on the Democratic side, unless you're a moderate Democrat. The progressives hate what RFK Jr. is doing on the Democratic side. To actually travel to the border and spend 2 days down there looking at the real situation. Oh, Kamala Harris has only been within sight of the border with binoculars. She won't even get close to it. Or she only goes where there's no problem if she did go. Wow. Hey, coming up, Shannon Bream. We got potentially more Supreme Court decisions today. We've got the 2024 GOP field expanding like crazy with Chris Christie and Mike Pence, who had a town hall meeting last night, by the way. And then we got the fallout from the debt deal. Lots to talk about with Shannon. We'll get to it right after the break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I know we can bring this country back. We can defend our nation and secure our border. We can revive our economy and put our nation back on a path to a balanced federal budget. We can defend our liberties and give America a new beginning for life. But it'll require new leadership in the White House and the Republican Party. The crises we face, to borrow a phrase, are all man-made. And that man is Joe Biden.
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, the new host of Fox News Sunday. Shannon, the political scene is changing day by day for the Republicans, and now Mike Pence is in the middle of it. What'd you think about his town hall last night?
Very interesting, because he's, you know, now got this tone where he's very much differentiating himself or trying to separate from President Trump. He wants to talk about the good things that they did together and their administration got together, but making it clear that they have split on other very important things. And, you know, I think their parting was, I don't know if you'd call it amicable, but if anything, maybe neutral at best.
Yeah, I thought so. Maybe until last night when he said this. Go to cut number three, please.
As I've said many times, on that fateful day, President Trump's words were reckless. They endangered my family and everyone at the Capitol. But the American people deserve to know that on that day, President Trump also demanded that I choose between him and the Constitution. Now voters will be faced with the same choice.
Yeah, that ramped it up to a new level, though, in his criticism, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, he talked about in his book about the fact that they'd had these conversations about what he could or could not do as vice president, what he believed was legal opinions and under the Constitution, and that he'd made it clear that he didn't think he could do what the president was asking him to do. It wasn't legal. It wasn't a proper role for him. And, you know, in his book, he talks about the frustration of seeing people from the Trump administration then go out and make this case and talk about as if, you know, Pence is going to come through for us, X, Y, Z, when Pence had clearly told them he wasn't going to do it and didn't think it was right. So that has, you know, those tensions have been building, but there's no way he can get into the 2024 race and not start talking about that stuff directly head on.
Right, right. You know, there's a lot of talk about Ron DeSantis having to walk a thin line here because he needs Trump supporters. He can't alienate them as he runs for this office if he wants to have a real chance of beating Donald Trump in the primary. Mike Pence seems to have thrown all that out the window there.
Yeah, because I think with the former vice president, you know, clearly the people who are with Trump, devoted, won't sway off that vote. They're not going to go with Mike Pence. The anti-Trumpers have a lot of other options. They have a lot of places they can go. The evangelicals in Iowa, that first early state, which was really big for Pence, they are happy enough with Trump. I mean, they look at what he did on pro-life issues and other things that they don't feel like they have to have maybe a Mike Pence in the mix, because Trump, although maybe he doesn't live by, you know, all of their creeds and examples and those kinds of things, he does serve the things that they think are most important. So tough place for him to be. DeSantis, on the other hand, though, our polling and a lot of polling out there shows he's clearly the number two choice. If people are asked, all right, who's your number one, Trump? All right, who's your number two? Like 85% of them say DeSantis. And you may notice that when President Trump has been out there and he delivers these lines that are supposed to be sort of zingers at DeSantis,
right,
some of them don't land, because I think some people in the audience are like, well, you know, he's a lot like you in a lot of respects and a lot of policy points, and we could go with him if for some reason you don't make it to the finish line in this GOP nomination.
Some of them seem to be banking on that maybe Donald Trump's political or court issues outside of politics are going to knock him down at some point in this race. What's your take on that? The Independent reported on this yesterday. I think I heard Fox News had confirmed it, that he's been informed that he may be the subject of a grand jury investigation using Section 793, which is different than the Records Act, correct?
Right. Now, what we have confirmed is that he was told he was a target of the investigation. Now, I don't know that we have the exact statutory things that they're maneuvering or trying to ask the grand jury for, if they are officially going, you know, to the mat to say we're ready to try to pursue an indictment. But some of the other things that were in that article didn't check out with some of our sourcing. The idea that Mark Meadows has taken some kind of plea deal and is going to plead guilty to some things in exchange for immunity. We've had some people wave us off that they say is not accurate. So we're still trying to run that down. But it's clear, you know, the former president's attorneys have met with DOJ. They know for sure he's clearly a target of these investigations, and they're standing by to find out. They say so far, at least as of yesterday, they had not been informed in advance that he was going to be indicted or any next formal step is going to happen. But he said weeks ago before the indictment in New York, if I get indicted, I think it'll help me. And he was right. It helped him in polling. It helped him in fundraising. But you have to wonder if the electorate has some sort of bar, like, okay, we got the New York thing that, you know, a lot of people left, right, and center said feels politically motivated. If you get this DOJ thing and the attorney general actually signs off an indictment of a former president, it's historic. I mean, yes. How far does this go? And now we await Georgia. I mean, it looks like their window is probably early August if they're going to issue indictments in the Georgia case. So you wonder. Some of that, I think, absolutely helps the former president make his argument that they're against me, the deep state is against me, everybody's against me, and they're coming after me with these political prosecutions and persecutions. But will there be a point where the primary voter says, yikes, I'm worried about what's going to happen long term. A lot of this is piling up. Let me look at my other options.
Yeah. Unprecedented is the best word you can come up with for something like that. Shannon, listen, we'll be listening on Sunday. Thank you for your time this morning.
See you then.
You bet. See you then. Shannon Bream, Fox News Sunday, 1 o'clock on the Fox News channels when it airs. You can listen in then. Coming up, we will talk to Griff Jenkins at about 8:45. He's covering this case. Of the potential prosecution of President Trump. We'll be back.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I know we can bring this country back. We can defend our nation and secure our border. We can revive our economy and put our nation back on a path to a balanced federal budget. We can defend our liberties and give America a new beginning for life. But it'll require new leadership in the White House and the Republican Party. The crises we face, to borrow a phrase, are all man-made. And that man is Joe Biden.
Shannon is gonna put a little love in your heart.
Bang and a home run! Get up, baby! Get up!
There's only one Shannon.
Shannon Bream, the new host of Fox News Sunday. Shannon, the political scene is changing day by day for the Republicans, and now Mike Pence is in the middle of it. What'd you think about his town hall last night?
Listen, very interesting because he's, you know, now got this tone where he's very much differentiating himself or trying to separate from President Trump. He wants to talk about the good things that they did together and their administration got together, but making it clear that they have split on other very important things. And, you know, I think their parting was, I don't know if you'd call it amicable, but if anything, maybe neutral at best.
Yeah, I thought so. Maybe until last night when he said this. Go to cut number three, please.
As I've said many times, on that fateful day, President Trump's words were reckless. They endangered my family and everyone at the Capitol. But the American people deserve to know that on that day, President Trump also demanded that I choose between him and the Constitution. Now voters will be faced with the same choice.
Yeah, that ramped it up to a new level, mm-hmm. though, in his criticism, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, he talked about in his book about the fact that they'd had these conversations about what he could or could not do as vice president, what he believed with legal opinions and under the Constitution, and that he'd made it clear that he didn't think he could do what the president was asking him to do. It wasn't legal. It wasn't a proper role for him. And, you know, in his book, he talks about the frustration of seeing people from the Trump administration then go out and make this case and talk about as if, you know, Pence is going to come through for us, X, Y, Z, when Pence had clearly told them he wasn't going to do it and didn't think it was right. So that has, you know, those tensions have been building, but there's no way he can get into the 2024 race and not start talking about that stuff directly head on.
Right, right. You know, there's a lot of talk about Ron DeSantis having to walk a thin line here because he needs Trump supporters. He can't alienate them as he runs for this office if he wants to have a real chance of beating Donald Trump in the primary. Mike Pence seems to have thrown all that out the window there.
Yeah, because I think with the former vice president, you know, clearly the people who are with Trump, devoted, won't sway off that vote, they're not going to go with Mike Pence. The anti-Trumpers have a lot of other options. They have a lot of places they can go. The evangelicals in Iowa, that first early state, which was really big for Pence, they are happy enough with Trump. I mean, they look at what he did on pro-life issues and other things that they don't feel like they have to have maybe a Mike Pence in the mix, because Trump, although maybe he doesn't live by, you know, all of their creeds and examples and those kinds of things, he does serve the things that they think are most important. So tough place for him to be. DeSantis, on the other hand, though, our polling and a lot of polling out there shows he's clearly the number two choice. If people are asked, all right, who's your number one, Trump? All right, who's your number two? Like 85% of them say DeSantis.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Donald Trump says he is, quote, inclined to pardon many members of the mob who attacked the Capitol on January 6th. Those people were, of course, part of the same mob who built gallows and chanted about wanting to hang you. Would you consider pardoning any of them?
You know, on the day of January 6th, I issued a tweet demanding that people leave the Capitol and end the violence. And I said that those that failed to do that should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And I continue to believe that today. We cannot ever allow what happened on January 6th to happen again in the heart of our democracy.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, stand by Cliff Jenkins,
due process in our laws. And I have no interest or no intention of pardoning those that assaulted police officers or vandalized our Capitol. They need to be answerable to the law.
Griff, how are you, my friend?
What's going on, Mark? You know, I was listening in the last segment, and, you know, you were saying maybe that moment we just heard was Pence's curtain call. But I will just tell you this, my friend, never, golden rule, never count out the radio guy, particularly a talk radio guy. A full disclosure, back in the 90s when I was running Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North's Common Sense Radio across America, my go-to fill-in host when Ollie was on the road was then Congressman Mike Pence from Indiana, who was the chairman of the Republican Study, which was the precursor to conservative thought and what is now pretty much evolved into the House Freedom Caucus. And he was dynamite. So I know what Mike Pence can bring. So don't count him out yet. And, you know, to a larger extent, I think that's probably the read. Everybody had that reaction saying, oh, my gosh, did he just commit career suicide?
Yeah, I wonder.
But look at it. Look at it from this. If I can just say, take this view of it, right? Mike Pence has to run on the Trump legacy because he was the right hand guy. So what is Mike Pence offering that Trump isn't, right? If you're just offering the same accomplishments, then you're basically saying, well, I'll just take the lead guy,
the original,
not the second guy.
Yeah.
So he has to take a risk, and by, I think, pretty measured Pence standards, if that even exists, that was a huge gamble, but a major one he had to take off the top of the highest diving board to say, listen, as you consider and look at the two of us and realize that we both brought those accomplishments, never forget that I'm the one guy that stood up when he challenged the Constitution and tried to get me to do things that was against the Constitution. And so he really didn't. I mean, he's pretty much dodged that up until now. And now he made it front and center to let the chips fall where they may. And I think it was probably a quite sage, wise political decision, because otherwise it would just hang over him. And there would be this sort of, I think, ambiguity of really what it is that a Mike Pence offers. And so he doubled down and said, I'm offering that I've got the guts in the character and the moral fortitude when it really comes down to it to do the right thing, and nobody else can say that.
Yeah, well, what kind of role will this announcement yesterday make? You've been covering this story all morning, that this federal prosecutor has been in touch with Trump's people or is about to be in touch with them about a potential grand jury indictment.
Well, so here we go. And, you know, there is a lot, and I can't stress this enough, a lot we don't know, right? What Fox News has confirmed and learned that has been reported is that Trump is indeed the target of Special Prosecutor Jack Smith's criminal probe looking into the former president's handling of classified documents. A notification came days ago. And remember, we did see Trump's legal team at DOJ meeting with the special counsel lawyers on Monday. Now, we don't know what transpired in that meeting, but, you know, in a traditional sense, this is a legal development that notifying individuals are a target. It's routine, but it's the moment that most believe what happens next is the prosecutor decides whether or not to bring charges. So this sort of reporting about an imminent indictment isn't exactly the case. What we think is imminent is that Smith will ask his grand jury and panel here in D.C. to vote on whether or not charges will be brought or not. We're watching that very closely, and our sources down at the courthouse saw jurors going in, so we may have a decision by the time we get off the air here. What's also important to note is that there is a second grand jury now in Florida impaneled looking into the documents case because there is, among other things, a probe into whether or not there was any crimes committed like obstruction of justice, i.e. the moving of documents around Mar-a-Lago. Of course, we all remember the raid 10 months ago.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I know we don't have a lot of time left here, but what the Independent was reporting yesterday is that they're going to go around the Records Act to try to get him so that he can't claim he had the presidential authority to declassify some of these documents. I guess this section, was it 793, just says if you've got the documents, that's enough. How come they didn't use that against Hillary Clinton would be my question.
Well, that's a great question. And to be clear, Fox News has not confirmed the Independent's reporting, but you're right. I mean, ultimately, this whole probe began because National Archives asked the DOJ for help to recover documents under the Presidential Records Act. Now, the Independent's reporting that Trump's going to get charged on Espionage Act charges because they want to somehow circumvent that if Trump actually had the authority to declassify anything in his possession when he left the office, they'd still, quote, get him. We'll see exactly what happens. And then, of course, like I said, we're watching. We could have a development of some sort of indictment today or in the coming days out of the Washington, D.C. grand jury. But then what will happen in Florida, it's very unclear. And one thing I'm really watching is whether or not any indictment could be filed or will be filed in Washington or Florida or actually both.
Griff, I'm up against the clock, my friend, but thank you for being flexible and giving us some time today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mark. Great to be with you. And never count out the radio guy.
I hear you. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. I had no idea you used to fill in all those years ago. How about that? I knew he was a radio guy in Indianapolis, Mike Pence, that is, years ago for Emmis, in fact, the station that used to own us, which is the only reason I probably knew that. All right. You know what? Kilmeade's up next. The Annie Fry Show, the Mark Reardon Show after that. We're back here Friday morning at 5 a.m. We'll see you then.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.